Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Danny Cater pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Cater moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for John Donaldson. Mike Paul now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is walked intentionally. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing second base. Jack Aker now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Sims reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Tommy Harper now playing right field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew pinch hits for Duke Sims. Tony Pierce now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Horton scores. Harper moves to third. Askew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cater fields it and throws to home to get Harper. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Alves reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. Vidal moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuller is walked intentionally. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. Paul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.